Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. The federal government says it understands the seriousness of the security challenges facing the country and promises to end insecurity before the end of 2024. State Minister of Defense Dr. Bello Matawalle said this in an interview with the BBC Hausa, and he specifically said, I quote, God's willing, from now to November 2024, all security challenges will be overcome. Is it possible? Do Nigerians believe this? Well, let's find out as some Nigerians share their opinion.
Hi everyone, I am Yazid Aliu Dangulibi by name. We are very happy of what we heard from the federal government said they are going to be tackle the issue of insecurity in Nigeria. To me, frankly, or I can say sincerely speaking, I don't think so it would be very easy for them. It might be difficult. Why the reason I'm saying that? Because if you look at it, previous 16 years, such happened to the northern part of the country, but they haven't tackled the issue right from the previous government. I don't think so. We can think, for example, maybe he has a different ways that he is going to be applied so that the security will now be okay in the northern part of the country and entirely the nation. So we pray such to be happened.
Bringing an end to the issue of insecurity in the state is not something that is going to be very easy within the period of 11 months from now to November. Because this insecurity is not something that started today, yesterday, not even a year. It is something that have been rooted for years. So for the state government to say that it can tackle it within from now to November, it's not going to be a challenge, though it's possible. And one thing that is giving me an assurance that it can happen is the commitment of the security agencies.
My name is Ambassador Justin Breeze, and I reside in Port Harcourt. I do not believe that government is sincere, you know, in insecurity. And then the reason is simple. The level of politics in the country is becoming so conventional. It is more like a routine for government, you know, promising Nigerians and failing Nigerians. I do not believe anymore. As a person, I do not have confidence when it comes to insecurity on government, coping insecurity on, from the part of government. I do not have confidence in government anymore. Now, the reason is simple. Government knows who those persons are. Government knows the group and set of persons behind this. They cannot tell us that Nigerian security is not competent enough to gather intelligence and then to go after those people that have been terrorizing this country. We do have the best set of military, the best of DSS, the intelligence gathering. It's excellent. And so government can achieve if they truly want to achieve. But the level of politics we have in this country has made us not to believe in government anymore.
Those were some Nigerians there speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/DailyTrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're asking if truly the government has what it takes to end insecurity by November 2024. Before we went on break, we heard from some Nigerians who told us if they have faith in the government to end insecurity by this November. The fight against insecurity has been on in Nigeria for a while now. The country has struggled with it for a long time coming. At this point, is it possible for the long fight against insecurity to end in November? Well, let's find out as my colleague Sabit Garba speaks with a security analyst.
I am Dr. Huza Geto, security, intelligence, and investigation expert, community-driven development professional, the managing director, Eagles Integrated Security and Logistics Company, Abuja. Well, that is quite credible, and that is quite commendable to have such a statement from the leadership. That is exhibition of the commitment of the leadership from the side of the government, which we have not had before. It's quite commendable. But the reality is, if the government, the President Bola Ahmed Tinubu administration, continue where it is taking the measures it has been taking since it comes in the last 7 months, I can say that I'm really doubtful. I'm not saying that the security challenges cannot be overcome between now and November or even before then. As far as I'm concerned, even within less than 2 months, 28 days, even sometimes even less than 3 months, we can be able to overcome all the challenges that we have in Nigeria, bedeviling the security situation.
All the challenges, however, or to reduce some? I say, you mean all the challenges that we are facing, or to reduce it drastically?
Well, what I mean is probably to be able to attain 65%, 70%, 75%, 80%. You know, in any circumstance whereby you roll out your success or failure to 80%, 65%, everybody will give you a pass mark. So it may not be a kind of overcome 100%. But if the government will be is able to deal with the situation to 65 to 80%, or maybe 85 to 90% degree speed of the situation, everybody would say that will be a commendable, that will be a good measure, and that will be a realistic, and that will be a kind of acceptable statement. But otherwise, if the government continue where it is now, I'm really doubtful if we can move an inch in terms of how to manage or dealing with the situation accordingly. The situation may even go out of hand.
The government said they have been taking so many measures to curtail the insecurity in the country, which among is pushing out the criminals or the gunmen in their hideout, not to wait until they come to attack to refill it. How did you think that the solution that government is taking is not enough?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the steps and strategies being taken by the government for now is not really realistic, because they are not even laying a foundation on moving forward to dealing with the situation on ground. In fact, all the steps they have started taking, I don't think, I'm doubtful if they are really on the right path to addressing the circumstance and dealing with the situation decisively in accordance with their mission and vision that they are saying that they are going to deal with the situation and manage it and overcome it between now and November or whatever time they mentioned.
You are a security analyst. What and what do you think the government is missing in curtailing this issue of insecurity in the country?
Well, let's look at the commitment or the activities so far the government have laid, and then that will exhibit the failure or the reasons why my doubts is a kind of breathing. One, the government have not had a standard policy towards managing the security in the country, only making a political and press statements on the media and on paper, which have not been put into practice. Secondly, all these criminals, I said it, I have been saying it, I repeat it, and I will repeat it now, that none of these criminals is in any hideout. They are, if you say it's a hideout, it's a place whereby nobody knows where they are. But when we know and we say that government and all the security agencies working in all the 774 local governments, inclusive of, especially in the local government areas and political wards and polling units where these criminals are staying, all these criminals, 99.9% of them are indigenous of Nigeria, in the south, south, southeast, southwest, north central, northwest, northeast, and all part of all applications. So looking into this, and looking at this, we can ask question: why government have not been able to push out all these guys and deal with them? And since the government, and number five, since the government come into power up to today, they have not been able to pick one of the kingpin of all the different types of crimes that have been is being conducted. The leadership, all the leaders have been doing all their social day-to-day activities, and they have not been kind of dealt with. There are a number of routes, a number of roads, a number of locations where the government is sharing the authority between the security agencies and the criminals. Let me take you around to GBA local government of Katsina State, which is a local government within the border location of the country between Nigeria and Niger Republic. There is a big and huge economic community that is called Shimpeda. That Shimpeda is being manned by huge hundreds and thousands of security personnel, which they only have the permission, used to have the permission and the courage and confidence to escort the people of that community to GBR for market activity and other social activity only on Sunday and Thursday. So, but they are surrounded, those Shimpeda community is surrounded by many villages, about 6 or 8 communities. And those surrounding communities are under the control and all spies leadership of the bandits and other criminals. The security agencies have not been able to deal with them accordingly. And like you have the same similar situation in other part of Katsina, that is the Puntua axis of Pascarisa, Abuad, Endeme and others. And at the same time, you also have the same thing in eastern Sokoto, as well as some other part of Kebbi and the bordering Kebbi, Niger and Kaduna states. You cannot succeed when you have non-state actors have their own spaces governing, and the government have its own spaces. There are a lot of ungoverned spaces by the government of Bola Tinubu's administration. So if at all they are sincere and honest, and they really want to deal with the situation, and they could have demonstrated in practice for us to see that they have a kind of a clear all the community, all the bandits around Shimpeda area, all the bandits around Zurmi, Koshabawa, Mayasa, and alike, all the bandits around Sokoto, that is Isa, Goronyo, Sabon Birni, Shinkafi, and others, and all the bandits around Bukuyum, Gumi, Ankat, and Sadao, Koli, and others. Even now, as I'm talking to you, I received from one of the communities very close to Gusau, not far away, not more than 60 kilometers from Zamfara State headquarters, where the minister come from, that our bandits are currently attacking. So looking at all this, and there are many other reports that I'm receiving on a daily basis, based on my therapy as far as I'm concerned, I am doubtful if really government is serious, and if we really have a serious government, and if we really have a responsible government that is ready and willing to deal with the situation and overcome it between now and September or November or whatever time they are saying.
That was Dr. Yahuza Getto, a security analyst, speaking. Security is everyone's business. Well, let's watch what the government has in store this time around. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.